בואי לך תני לי קלס קלום פני שבס נקבלה בואי לך תני לי קלס קלום פני שבס נקבלה בואי לך תני לי קלס קלום פני שבס נקבלה עכשיו את תחילה אוי לך הייתי לי קסקלה פני שבס נקבלה אוי לך הייתי לי קסקלה פני שבס נקבלה אוי לך בני שבס נקבלה בואי לכל עבוד הידי לקרס קלה בני שבס נקבלה
Mm-hmm. Wow, the incomparable, unbelievable, Andy Statman. Improvisation, Reb Michael Zlotchever's Devekus Niguin, from the CD called Awakening from Above. It is gorgeous. And on bass, double bass, Jim Whitney, and Larry Eagle on drums and percussion. Andy Statman is playing also clarinets and mandolin on some of the songs. Just phew, so lovely. All right, so let's see. We've got one of these important announcements. Why not cover your computer camera? Of course, my camera now is not even working properly. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, I've had this thing going on for a while, and I just haven't had time to deal with it. Nobody seems, whenever I go on Zoom, that's when I use the camera, and sometimes it's okay for a few minutes, and then across the top it kind of dances. And actually another person on another Zoom had a similar issue when I was with my book group. So I guess it might have to do with the Wi-Fi, or it might be a combination of the Wi-Fi and the camera. I'm not sure, because the fact is that when I did it, I used my phone, it didn't happen. And when I used my computer, it did. And one of the reasons I got the computer, the laptop, was so that I wouldn't have to be looking on a small phone when I do a Zoom meeting. All right, so let's see. We heard Shlomo Katz before that, Likras Shabbos, from that CD titled Likras Shabbat. And that brings us up to date. So I'm going to share with you a little something from Kol Chevra on my teacher, Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach. This is by Rabbi Yankel Dinnerstein. He says, in Hebrew, my name is Yaakov. When the Hebrew letters are transposed, Yaakov becomes Akev, known as the heel of the foot, the bottom. I met my Rebbe, Reb Shlomo, in 1970 through my sister, Bracha Din, who I know, actually. Bracha was a member of the House of Love and Prayer in San Francisco. I will always be grateful to Bracha because, as I came to know Reb Shlomo better, my life changed. Reb Shlomo was everything to me. He was my lifeline to the graceful art of joyful Jewish living. He nurtured and fed my neshama. He taught me how to cultivate awe and to create joyful Shabbosim. Over the past 20 years, I have been in many dark places, maximum security prisons, homeless shelters, rural areas with little Yiddishkeit, small cities and towns. Wherever I was, Reb Shlomo would find me. Yankel, he would say, let's do a Shabbos or a concert or both. What do you think? What do I think? It would be my greatest honor and privilege, I would say, borrowing a phrase from Reb Shlomo himself. The Rebbe would then appear like magic, often with a handful of Karlbach Chassidim, carrying guitars and other musical instruments. In an instant, Reb Shlomo would transform a collection of individuals, prison inmates, homeless Jews, addicted Jews, alienated Jews, into a group of Yidden Jews. His songs and his stories captivated us. Then he would leave, just like the Baal Shem Tov, to spread his magic until the next time. In 1986, Reb Shlomo encouraged me to open the Or Ki Tov Center. Since that time, our mailing list has grown from 7 chevra to 800. Wow. And this was published in 2000, November of 2000, so who knows what it's at now. It has been our joy to see Reb Shlomo's message of love and hope carried by the Wits in Jerusalem, by Reb David Hertzberg of the Holy Wall in the Old City, by the Richies, and by my friend Yitzchak Eisenstadt, who is no longer with us, unfortunately, and many more Reb Shlomo Chassidim all over the globe. A Shlomo melody may be just around the corner. You never know. As we travel, not unlike Chabad Chassidim, Breslovers, or Babavers, Karlbach Chassidim will be able to enjoy Shabbos in the way we have learned from our Rebbe. He is still very much with us wherever we go. So that's very sweet. Okay, so let's have something from Laser Lloyd's Help is on the Way.
There was something I felt the first time that you walked by me. Came in the old Stella blues, fresh from the cold and the rain. I remember that night, 'cause my drummer, he was playing sideways. He got a little too drunk but it made me play with all of my pain. And somehow it helped you see inside me. I was singing things that night that I could never say. We started floating down the river. I was flowing down from the first time I heard your name. And there was something I felt the first time you sat beside me. I was thinking a pure country girl, just a little trouble on your face. I was thinking to myself, there's a story that you might be hiding. I wasn't really sure what made you seem a little out of place, but somehow singing things that you could never say. We started floating down the river. I was flowing down from the first time you said my name. I'm still floating down the river. So woman, won't you keep your love flowing my way?
So that was Laser Lloyd and Love River from Help Is On The Way. And he has posted recently, not only his daughter, Inev, I don't know how to say her name. I think it's Inev Harav. I have to write it down because it's Hebrew and I still don't get it. But she has a lovely voice, a bluesy singer, and it's wonderful. And his son is now performing with him, playing guitar and singing. And it's wonderful. It's just absolutely wonderful. So Yasher Koach, if I can figure out how to get those streaming things on the air to you, I will. I don't have any hard copy, which is makes it a little bit challenging, but we persevere here. Okay, so obviously there's this terrible tragedy again of children being gunned down and adults being gunned down and all the political morass around it. We send our prayers and thoughts out to the families who are just totally traumatized by this senseless killing. It's ridiculous. And hearing all the political stuff about, oh, you know, I just heard something that really resonated with me, that there are like 20 reasons why somebody might be doing something like this. And mental health issues is far down on the list, not the top at all. And it is mostly young men, I think from ages of, I don't know, 15 to 18, 16, something like that. It was rare that it was a woman. But these assault rifles are not for hunting, are not for self-preservation. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And every Republican who says, oh, it's about mental health, is just hiding behind that. It's disgraceful. And I hope people wake up. I hope it doesn't take it till it comes to your particular family, till you get it. I mean, it's just very maddening. So I try not to get too crazed about all of this because, anyway, you have to make your feelings known to your legislators. They definitely need more protections. This person never should have had guns, period, if she was under a doctor's care. And I think the parents thought that there weren't any guns in the house, and it turns out she had a stockpile of 7, which is like nuts. Why do you need 7 guns? Anyhow, it's a tragedy, and there just seems to be no end of them. We have to do what we can to try and fix what we can fix. All right, so we'll go to something over here. Let's see.
In the alley, there's a sparrow and a young man on his knees. There's a million stars above you that you will never see. There's a flower in the gutter and a diamond in your hand. Close your eyes and you'll dream again. All the monsters in the closet turn to faces in the clouds, and the pirates in the backyard bury pennies in the ground. I remember endless summers that I thought would never end. Close your eyes and we'll dream again. La 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 la. Close your eyes and we'll dream again. In the end, who's to blame for the dream that went away? So to tell you that I love you is the only thing to say. Mm-hmm. Agiladi Eliyahu. Thank you.
Wow. That was fun. Okay, that's Avi Pimenta. Pimenta. De Kecha Elokeinu, the Rebbe's Nigunim. Very, very fun. All right, so I want to share something from this wonderful website, Israel 21st Century. All right, come on back. Picturing the Seder plate in a plant-based future. As Passover approaches, we look at Israeli developments that may one day replace the traditional egg shank bone, gefilte fish, and matzo balls, some of the traditional foods that you see. This is by Abigail Klein-Leachman of March 28th. For hundreds of years, Passover Seder meals have looked remarkably similar in households across the world. Alongside the matzah are symbolic foods including a flame-broiled egg, bitter lettuce, and roasted shank bone, as well as raw veggies and a cinnamon-scented fruity dip. Roses. A typical Seder dinner menu begins with chicken and matzo ball soup and a fish appetizer, followed by poultry, lamb, or beef, and topped off by a cake made with multiple eggs for leavening. Today, this picture is starting to look out of sync with animal-free dietary trends. Flexitarians, no, I haven't heard that before, are the primary drivers of this shift, as well as vegans, vegetarians, and climavores, who are choosing foods with a lower ecological footprint, says Noga Sela Shalev, CEO of the Fresh Start Food Tech Incubator in Kiryat Shmona, founded in 2020 by the Israel Innovation Authority, in partnership with Tnuva, Tempo, Finisterre Ventures, and Our Crowd. The appeal of plant-based options is due to a variety of reasons, including health, ethics, environmental sustainability, and food allergies or intolerances, adds Fresh Start CTO Tommy Miron. Israeli food tech innovators are poised to play a significant role in updating the Seder plate in the near future, out of the shell. Eggs are used for both symbolic and practical purposes at the Seder meal. In addition to ethical and health concerns, eggs leave consumers vulnerable to massive shortages and price hikes due to factors such as bird flu outbreaks. All right. Egg-like breakfast patties and liquid egg analog from Israel company Zero Egg are already on the U.S. food service market, along with plant-based sunny-side-up and poached eggs from Yo Egg. Didn't know that. Savor Eat is working on a 3D-printed vegan egg substitute, while Augmented Reality is developing a new vegan source of proteins that behave just like eggs. This is fascinating. Vegconomist predicts that sales of plant-based eggs could approach $3.3 billion by 2031. Could a credible hard-boiled version be far behind? Vegan matzo balls. As someone whose attempts to make matzo balls without eggs or gluten were a phenomenal flop, I was intrigued to learn that chickpeas, neutral-tasting chickpea protein powder, could be the ticket to perfect plant-based and gluten-free knedelach. Interesting. Chickpea Liat Lachesh Levy, CEO, explains that combining chickpea flour and potato flour with chickpeas protein allows for a texture identical to that obtained from matzo flour. It does not contain eggs, thanks to the adhesive properties of chickpea protein. These popular chicken soup or faux chicken soup buddies are allergen-free and contain high-quality protein. No saturated fat, no cholesterol, and no stabilizers. One problem, many Ashkenazic Jews do not eat chickpeas or other legumes on Passover, but we'll leave that issue for another time. Not gefilte fish. Great-grandma used to buy a live carp and leave it swimming in the bathtub until she was ready to kill, gut, and debone it and grind it up with other ingredients to cook into gefilte fish. Then along came factory-made gefilte fish and growing preferences for other types of fish, such as salmon. Today, concerns about eating any kind of fish range from negative health effects, mercury, antibiotics, and microplastics in fresh fish, to negative environmental effects, overfishing, toxic runoff from fish farms, carbon-intensive transportation of fresh fish to inland markets. Several Israeli companies are betting on cultured fish or plant-based fish analogs as the wave of the future. Culturing fish, as with any meat, involves growing fish cells into actual chunks of fish that can provide an affordable, stable, and sustainable source of high-quality protein. Cultured fish startups include Fresh Start Portfolio Company, Seed to Sell, little number two, 4C Foods, and Wanda Fish in the Kitchen Hub portfolio, and Efficient Protein. These are amazing. A project of BioMeat Food Tech and the Ministry of Agriculture's Volcani Center Agricultural Research Organization. This is just fascinating. In the plant-based fish category are Israeli startups including Plantish, which plans to commercialize its 3D printed look-alike, taste-alike, nutritious salmon fillet analog at low cost and high scale. Mashu Mashu already has its flaked tuna analog on store shelves. Huh, the meat of the matter. How about that lamb shake bone on the Seder plate, symbolizing the Passover sacrifice, or the traditional meat center's Seder meal? Some Israeli companies have already commercialized plant-based cuts of meat and poultry that are virtually indistinguishable from the real thing. Redefine meats, new meat steaks, minced meat, and whole muscle products are available in hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and other food service locations across Israel and 8 European countries, including the UK and Finland. More foods, veg-based minute steaks, chunks, and pulled strip are served in about 30 Israeli restaurants and food service locations. This is just amazing. Companies such as Supermeat, Aleph Farms, and Stakeholder Foods are close to commercializing cultured meat and poultry. Believer plans to open a U.S. facility to produce its cultivated ground lamb along with cultivated chicken. Industrial process technologies innovators such as Profuse Tech are bringing cultivated meat closer to our plates by boosting accessibility and affordability. As for that shank bone, we are not quite there. Although prototype cultivated lamb chops and plant-based lamb got a thumbs up at the recent Our Crowd Global Investor Summit in Jerusalem during a taste test hosted by Fresh Start's Noga Sila Shalev. Well, that is just unbelievable. All right, so that's by Abigail Klein-Leachman off of the Israel 21st Century site. And I every time I learn so much from this site of the technology that's going to pave the way for the future. It's just unbelievable. All right, here we go with some more music. From Daniel Gill. sure what's going on with this CD, but we're going to have to stop that because it's not really playing very well at all. It's really unfortunate, but it happens sometimes. I've played from that CD before, but not for a while. I don't know if it got dust on it or something else. We'll put something else on. That's too bad. All right, we'll try something from Mr. Phil Scharf. His rag is on saxophone. And let's see. Got about 11 minutes here. Let's do this. I hope everyone has a wonderful Passover if you're observing, and a lovely afternoon. Chris Earle should be coming into the studios momentarily. Thank you. Wow, that was amazing. Phil Scharf, Raga Ragsheri, Madhya Japtai Live, featuring Bhushan Parcherjev on tabla, Raga's on saxophone from Galloping Goat. All right, we're going to go out with a little bit of Rebbe Sol HaTikva. This is Joyce the Voice saying, have a happy Passover, get out of Egypt, get out of Dodge. And okay, Chris Earl is here with Derek of the, I don't know what, Derek of, Derek is here himself in Living Poison. Okay, so let's see, a little taste of Rebbe Sol.
Ay, 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 ya 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 na 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 ya.